I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Good Monday. The sun's out. That's always a good start. And Bucks County is getting a tremendous amount of attention. Last time we talked with Pat Pavrek, she was bringing it home out there in Bucks County for Brian Fitzpatrick and others, talking about essentially in her open letter, do you want more Philadelphia in Bucks County than Bucks County values, to summarize. Wanted to talk with her, though, and see if we can be of service as far as the volunteers. Let's go to Pat here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pat, welcome in, and thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.
Well, Pat, you know, we've talked with the Montgomery County people in Philadelphia a good bit, particularly Monco with Liz over there. And they are certainly, we sent plus 50 volunteers to her, all kinds of things. Are you in need of volunteers? And if so, what would you have them do? What's going on that you could need any help with?
Well, we are doing so many different activities that they would have a choice. We are doing phone calls. We are doing door knocking. We are doing huge street rallies. We're doing mailings. Dom, actually, there's just about something for anyone that wants to get involved. We're putting signs. I mean, there's just a myriad of options. And if people call in and tell us they want to help and come up to headquarters, we will find a job that suits what they want to do. We need their help. This is how we're going to win this election. We need to get a lot of ground troops to get out there.
Absolutely. Now, in Montgomery County, they're very concerned, too, about the drop boxes. We here in Bucks County, though, is it a fact, as far as you understand it, there'll be either a sheriff's deputy or security there whenever the drop box is open?
Our current information is that there will be 3 drop boxes and there will be a sheriff's deputy, you know, monitoring. I don't think they will be interacting with them. They'll be standing there. We are looking at also having people to be there also to make sure that people are just bringing up their own ballot and dropping it in. That's something that we have to be very clear. We're watching it, Don. Let me tell you, Don, we're not going to sit back and just let this go. We are watching the process to get the applications. We monitor the names. We're looking for anything there that's irregular, like, you know, a ton of from one address or anything. We watch that daily. Actually, it's getting even more now. And then we also are watching when they open them. We're going to have teams of people watching when these ballots are actually opened. This is going to be an exercise that's new to people. There can be mistakes. Look at Luzerne. They threw out ballots.
Military ballots. Yeah, well, good, Pat.
Military ballots, yes.
Do you have...
We're going to be watching.
Do you have party people? You need volunteers for that, because that's what we're doing over in Montgomery County.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need volunteers for that also.
I'm taking the short end of the straw. I'm not going to say which one yet, but I'm going to monitor a Philadelphia drop box in spare time. So that's a tougher one, you can imagine.
Yes.
And, yeah, I mean, this is the type of... We just had on the commissioner... Now, your commissioners, even though Democrats control, I think they're reasonable. I don't know if you'd say that. So far, they have been. But in Philadelphia, we had the head commissioner on, and she thinks the so-called naked ballot ought to be counted and has taken that to Republicans and nationally on this. So what is your sense? Is there any wrangling going on with the Bucks County commissioners at this point?
Not to my knowledge at this point. You are correct in saying they have been working. The three of them together have been interested in working together. They want to make sure that we have a process that we can be proud of when this is over. This is such a new thing for, first of all, for these commissioners. They're now, you know, their staffs are the majority now, so it's new that way. And then add all these hundreds, thousands of new mail-in ballots. That's new. So there's a lot of things going on that I think that we're working together, hopefully, that this will continue. The good spirit that we're seeing now in the working together, I hope, continues, because it's going to be a test that we're going to have to handle. If it, you know, I think it's people people in our county want a good, fair thing. They want a good route. They want things to be done the way they should be. And you know, I don't know if you're aware, but in the last registration, Bucks County registered since June 6,000, about 6,000 new registrations, which was for the first time in I don't know how many years, 2,600 more than the Democrats registered. So that's going to add more people to the list already. And these new people that register, they always vote. So it's not just the people that have been registered before. We've got tons of new people that register, and they want this process fair. They want it to be done the way it should be done. And I think that's something we share as all of us. We want it done right.
Exactly. And, Pat, you just gave us the factoid of the day because, you know, you would have the Philadelphia Inquirer would have us believe that the suburbs have just lost their mind and everybody in the world is not persuadable toward Trump. 6,000 new Republicans registering since June. Nice work. I mean, that had to take a lot to do that and carve this out.
Well, we have a lot of volunteers. Dom, I've been doing this 40 years. I'm sitting there. It's just incredible. I cannot tell you the people that are coming through this door wanting to help, that are coming in to register, that are coming in to vote. This is a new dynamic for us. I mean, we've always had interest at the presidential. That's a given, any presidential. This one is hyperdrive. I went to a meeting in Sellersville two Sundays ago. It was a little picnic, the Penn Ridge Republican picnic, okay? Penn Ridge is like, you know, small. I went up there. It blew me away. If there were not 200 people there, there weren't five. It was packed. This little picnic. I was going to speak, and I really thought, oh, well, there'll be a couple people. I thought maybe 40 or 50 if we're lucky. 200 people at that picnic. And it's everywhere we go. The street rallies that they're holding, they expect to have so many, it triples in size. I can't explain it to you, but I see it. And that's why the registration numbers are up. We have people registering constantly. I had a young lady literally posted a picture. She went to the pizza place to pick up her pizzas for her husband, her kids and her. And she asked the guy behind there, was he registered? And he goes, no, she registered. And there's a picture of her with the pizza and the registration form.
We're not going to see something like this in our lifetime again. I don't think, Pat. It's amazing.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying. This is the enthusiasm we're seeing and what's going on here. So, yes, we need volunteers. On Election Day, we want to cover our polls because our people are coming out. We've been talking to voters all since June, talking and door-knocking, talking to them.
Yes.
And our Republicans don't trust the mail-in. They just don't. Some do. Some are happy with it. But far and away, the majority say, no way. So
exactly.
We know we're going to have people at those polls coming in to vote, and we want to have our vote, our workers there, giving out our ballot and talking to them. So we could use volunteers doing any of the above.
What's the phone number? What number should they call, Pat?
The number here is 215-345-6811. That's our headquarters number where we are. We're here 7 days a week. It is this weekend we gave out 1 million Trump signs. I mean, they're going to run it. I can't tell you how many people are coming in for signs.
And Pat, when we see the Supreme Court nominee, those that are on the fence, that's one thing. They have to see that Trump has kept his promise in this. And two, I'm hoping Bucks County is the center of this, of all but the Doylestown PhD moms that I mock, that they look at this nominee, the seven kids, her background, this new feminism with her husband sharing duties and all that, and they go, wow, yeah, if I'm voting on anything that's tight, this is something magical here.
Well, it's true, because we are doing door knocking and we get verbatims. We find out what they say at the doors. And for the most part, they were so concerned. People are about concerned with COVID and very concerned with civil unrest. They were number one and two, which is very unusual, Don, because all the time when we talk to voters, the taxes and economy is always one or two. It's three now. Well, in the last 10 days, well, week, whatever it is, the Supreme Court's coming up in their comments. It's absolutely coming up that they want this president to choose the Supreme Court justice to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's really clear. And that's what I think people want. That's the job. You don't say, oh, I can't do it now, because this is your job now. And if we ever needed to have a full Supreme Court in this nation, now's the time. The last thing you would want, if this ever, God forbid, the election winds up there, you don't want to have 4-4.
Absolutely.
You want a full Supreme.
And parting area,
and people
too.
Say that.
Parting area. I'm following this from afar. Congressman Fitzpatrick has an opponent, and this is rare since she's kind of new to the voters, you would think, who apparently doesn't want to debate.
I know. I heard that. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. You know, Brian is a very, very well, he's, first of all, he's an attorney and an accountant. He's a CPA and an accountant, and then he's an FBI agent. And he's a congressman. He's very knowledgeable. He's got a good grasp on the facts and the information. I would imagine that Christina, as a Ivy Land borough councilwoman, may not have as much expertise in the areas. And I think that's why she's shying away completely from being on a stage with Brian.
That is stunning, though. You know, when you're the new person, the the incumbent sitting there, et cetera, and you're making all kinds of allegations, you would think in Bucks County you would be rejected. I would reject and vote against anybody that does not want to debate. I think we need a lot more debates rather than fewer. Particularly, Pat, it encourages people to want to be part of this process. It gets them excited when they see these things. And when you won't do that, it's kind of telling to me.
Yeah, it's very telling because they've always had debates. It's been as long as I can remember, back with Mike and with Jim Greenwood, back as far as I can remember, they had debates. I mean, to have the one person, and normally the challenger wants more to get the exposure. Because people don't know her. To have the challengers shy away and say, I don't want to do it, it's a tell, a big one.
Exactly. Well, Pat, we're going to be sending people your way. 215-345-6811. And let's talk again before the election and give us your insight.
Absolutely. Let me know when you'd like to do that, Dom. We're always available. You know that.
Thank you, Pat, very much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.